So the Rosh says the harchik gaiva v'kas. You should distance gaiva and kas. So you can probably translate that in two ways. Kimarchik gaiva v'kas. One is that you try and stay away from it. So you marchik it. But I think it means the harchik gaiva v'kas means that you remove it, you distance it out of your mind. If a person would train himself to picture his reactions to a certain situation, and you train himself to picture reacting in a relaxed fashion, no matter what happens, again and again and again and again and again, there's a much better chance that when the situation happens, he'll react in a relaxed fashion. But if he pictures in his mind that his reaction is going to be intense, so chances are that much greater that his reaction is going to be intense. So you want to be marking that picture. You want to take that whole picture of reacting in a negative way, acting with gaiva or with kas. Take it out of your thought process. There's a machshava from Rav Dessa. The Rav Dessa writes, the best deterrent a person can have from doing something improper is to not have it in your mind at all. He says, fascinating concept. Chazal say a person sees a sota b'kakula, so he sees a woman being in the Beis HaMikdash being punished for her aveira, and she miraculously blows up. It's not a very, it's very obvious it's a punishment Shemayim. Ibn Ezra says it's one of the unique facts that very, very, what the Kodesh Baruch will do, an Eis Nigla. Right, a woman drinks some water and she pops. I mean, it's not like, it's not standard. It was the wind which did it, it was blaming on the wind, something like that. It's an Eis Nigla. So a person sees that, he has to yaz asu in the yam. That's why the Torah wrote the parsha of Sotah, next to the parsha, because he has to take steps to make sure he doesn't come to that situation. Because the boil, wherever he is, the man which he had the bear with, also it happens in wherever it is. So we would think ourselves, that probably a person who's standing there and sees this, it probably is the biggest deterrent you could ever have. Don't do it, because if you see people blowing up for it, you don't want to do it. That itself would be a fairly powerful motivation not to do it. Chazal said no. If the Maharaj asked him in the eye. But only the average guy not. Only the person who saw it. So the person never saw any punishment, doesn't need anything. A person who saw the punishment needs more. It's not logical. He says, the person who saw the punishment also saw that it was done. And the person who didn't see it never ever saw that it ever happened. And the greatest deterrent that there is for an aveira is that you don't do these things. It's just not done. Right? The greatest deterrent that we have, the very heinous crimes, is just, it's not in our thought process. It's like a person, person is might grapple with saying Lashon Hara, not saying Lashon Hara. Person who's just coming through might grapple with, turning the light, not turning the light on Shabbos. Or Hashem, the average is not saying, yes, murder, no murder, yes, murder, no murder. It's not a good idea, murder. It's a hurry, it's a time. It's not our thought process. So, a situation which comes up, which is would tempt the person, it's not tempted because it's just not done in the thought process. This person saw a woman being mazana. He saw the results. So he knows the idea this woman did it. It's not part of his thought process. So, of course, comes the HR and says, listen, she did it. It got caught. You'll do it. I won't get caught. That's not what you need. You need a new protection against the aveira. Yaz atzim ayayin. Stay away from anything which can bring to it. Being marcha gaiva v'kas means this is not the part of the thought process. I just don't respond in that way. So I'm not challenged to respond to it because I don't respond that way. But if it's in the person's thought process, I'm so angry. Really? You say it enough times, you'll talk and be angry. But every person says he's so angry, isn't really so angry. Because if you're talking about it, you're not usually too busy being angry. People are really angry. You don't have to tell people, you should know I'm so angry. Yeah, we can tell that you're very angry. You don't need to inform us. So, but we talk like that. You really made me mad. I really made you mad. Like, you know, like really? Really? Is it really that bad? You know, no. So why are you using words, which are the words itself, like generate this type of emotions? Like, why do you use the words? You know what? You know what? I wasn't excited about it. Not the end of the world. So if you say that, so you said enough times, you start believing it. Which is not a bad thing. I mean, has that concept has negative uses also. But this is one of the positive uses of it. If you say something enough times, you start believing it. I had a chaver in yeshiva, and sometimes my one of them would say a pshat, which is like, you know, just, he's talking about. Chaver says, say it 100 times, you start believing it. It's true. Either we say it or we hear it. Famous, you know, one of the world's most famous artful, crafty, diabolical propagandists was in Hitler Yamach Shiroi. Had a person working with him, Joseph Goebbels. And he was able to convince people of anything. Of course, what he was convincing them about was that they hate the Jews. Well, it wasn't so hard. The Jews are the source of all the problems. The Jews, when we remove the Jews, there won't be any problems. Like, really? Germany's like just like riding high when they want to get rid of the Jews? Like, really? You know? But he convinced the whole German people that's what it was. So, because he kept repeating it again and again and again and again. So, if a person will remind himself again and again, I can handle this, I can deal with it, I can be relaxed, it's not so upsetting. And those are the language that he uses. He's much better in a situation to deal with it. The Rosh continues, this is the Ga'ar B'Yetzer Hara. If you want to yell at somebody, yell the Yetzer Hara. Right? You feel the need to yell, right? And you feel the need to like express your vehemence. Yell the Yetzer Hara. Who is coming to convince you to go follow your own path. The person says like, no, I don't do this. You say with intensity, so that it generates intensity. Right? The person is about to do something wrong and says, can't leave me alone. Like, stop. You yell at yourself. Right? So that's a positive thing. You're using that intensity of emotion and passion which a person has when he talks like that to hold yourself in check. The Baal Toshet El Derachov Ki Derachecho Zach V'Yosher. Okay. Now, the difference is Shaul is how to learn what he's, understand what he's writing. Don't veer towards his path, it's a horse path. Kidarchacho Zach V'Yosher. Because your path is Zach V'Yosher. The some learning means don't veer towards the path that he's telling you, you are great. That path is very dangerous because you're not so great. And you have a lot of things you have to need to work on. So don't follow him when he goes down that path and saying, you know, you're perfect. You haven't worked out perfectly the way you're supposed to act. You have the balance. You have the intensity you're supposed to be intense. You're relaxed when you're supposed to be relaxed. You have it all worked out. You're perfect. So you have nothing else to work on. So whatever you do, it was great. That's the Yetzer Hara says. Don't listen to that. Until some understand it. And some learn the other way. If you follow what I'm suggesting, L'harcha Gabba V'kas, in regard to the Yetzer Hara, your path will be Zach V'Yosher. The Yetzer Hara will come along and say, what are you talking about? You need to be a little more intense? Or why are you getting so intense and getting worked up? Like you're supposed to be relaxed. And the guy from Vikas, he says, I mean, how are you talking? You, such a chashur person in the community, how dare you do something to you? It's not covered a Torah. It's not, you know, covered Adam. It's not covered a Brias. It's not covered this. It's not covered that. You know, every single cover that there is, you know, you just stand on your principles and your covenant. You know. because Kvod Hashem. Then you say, Yetzer, leave me alone. He says, why are you yelling at me? Be relaxed. Deal with things. Chill out. Right? That's the Yetzer Hara's game. So, Al-Toshet El-Durachav, exactly. So the way I'm telling you to do is the right way. That's the right balance. Don't let yourself be fooled by him that he's telling you that you have it wrong and he has it right and you need to respond more intensely. Gershom has a way. Each person has opportunities where they have this challenge. Where, like, we get challenged in the areas that you're vulnerable. No, obviously, no, it's not a challenge. We're not vulnerable. Either be a person who has an uncanny ability to pick at our weaknesses, intentionally or unintentionally. You know, kids are very, you know, many kids are very, they're very good at being manipulative. They know their parents' weaknesses, like, you know, so they will harp on it. The parents want to perceive themselves like a very nice guy. So, you're so mean. It's painful for a parent because they want to be a nice guy. Some parents say, I love that. I like to be mean. So you say, so nice. Right? Whatever the point where the person is vulnerable, that's what you harp on. And we don't like being in a situation where we're vulnerable and having somebody exploit that. So we get upset. So it's a very common, challenge. Now, some will react to being upset differently. Some will react by reacting strongly. Some will react to being upset by fleeing and just not dealing with it. Neither one is healthy. Some will say, you know, situation, I'm embarrassed to try and address it. It's uncomfortable to try and address it. The person's made it very uncomfortable for you to try. So you walk around with this emotion inside of you. It's going to come out in a bad way at some point in time. You know, the person has to find a way to make that stand and deal with it properly, whatever the proper way of dealing with it is. So the Russians pointed to the Harkhagav Vikas to remove the improper ways of dealing with it out of your mind. So when you do react at the spur of the moment, which is what we're afraid of, because usually we react at the spur of the moment, it's not necessarily how we want it. If we remove all the negative responsible pictures out of our mind, so the responses, so if we're successful at that, by definition we're going to react to it properly. Okay, let's hold it here.